Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, question 1 analysis, where we need to find the next term in a given sequence. So, let's dive right in. The sequence given is 1, 3, 6, 10, and we need to figure out what comes next. Now, here's the interesting part. If we look at the differences between consecutive terms, we get 2, 3, and 4. You might be wondering, what's the pattern here? Well, it's quite simple really, these differences are increasing by 1 each time. To find the next term, we need to add the next difference, which is 5, to the last term, which is 10. So, let's do the calculation. 10 plus 5 is equal to 15. Now, this is where things get a bit tricky. The explanation says the correct answer is 15, but the options say it's 16. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about this. If we follow the pattern, the next difference should indeed be 5, so the correct next term in the sequence should be 15, not 16. This type of sequence, by the way, is known as a quadratic sequence or a sequence of triangular numbers. Each term can be represented as the sum of consecutive natural numbers. For example, 1 is just 1, 3 is 1 plus 2, 6 is 1 plus 2 plus 3, and so on. You might be wondering, how can we use this information to our advantage? Well, understanding the pattern and recognizing the sequence as one of triangular numbers can really help in identifying the next term. Now, let's summarize what we've learned so far. We need to identify the pattern, apply sequence formulas if necessary, and practice, practice, practice. Here's a trick to remember. When dealing with sequences, always look for patterns in the differences between terms or in the terms themselves. And if you're dealing with well-known sequences, apply the relevant formulas to find the next term. Pay close attention to this, as it can make all the difference in solving these types of problems. So, to recap, the correct next term in the sequence is indeed 15, based on the pattern and calculation. Have you ever noticed how sequences can be used to model real-world phenomena? It's really interesting stuff, but that's a topic for another time. For now, let's just focus on mastering these sequence problems. If you have any questions or need further clarification, don't hesitate to ask, we're here to help.